Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Zion Pasuk Yud Ches. So the resistance is taking every possible precaution that it can to watch out for the spies and the lookouts and make sure they don't get seen. Tzadok and Avyasar are inside the city of Yerushalayim. They are visited by Hushai, and they are supposed to send a maidservant from Beis Tzadok to go talk to the boys, Yehonasan and Achimaatz, the speedy Kohanim, fleet of foot, out in Ein Rogel in the laundry zone. And they're going to go run from the laundromat to go to David, locate him, and tell him all the news. But, unfortunately, as we see, Avshalom's secret police are everywhere. And alas, the Jewish people are in a terrible state. This is the kind of way they describe a lot of the stories on Tisha B'Av. When you read the story of Tisha B'Av with the Romans, where it was all spying, and then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is in a coffin, and they're going to stab the coffin on the way out. Secret messages, biryonim, you know, the Jews in the Warsaw ghetto. You know, when you have to go send spies and you can't communicate openly, that's a bad time for the Jews. And when it's other Jews in charge, it can be even worse. Vayaro sam na'ar. So they were seen by a youth. So who did they see? Presumably Yehonasan and Achimaatz out in Ein Rogel. So they were spotted by Haged l'Avshalom, and immediately the miserable little turncoat went to Avshalom and informed on them. Didn't take much. So the maidservant is over there trying to look innocent, and she's so busy trying to look so innocent that somebody noticed, and one of the spies took a look, and they told Avshalom right away, and therefore Yonasan and Achimaatz now have trouble. They're going to get caught up by the KGB. All the great movies of the 80s. Firefox with Clint Eastwood. Sorry, dating myself. Very old movie. But, you know, everybody's a spy and everything's going on the streets and you can't trust the KGB. Vayelchu shnehem mehera. So immediately the two young men took off and they ran quickly. Vayavo el beis ish bevachurim. And they came to the house of a man in Bachurim. We mentioned Bachurim one time before that David was on the run. And who lived in Bachurim? Shimi ben Gera. Oh boy. So if they're finding the house of a man in Bachurim, where it's a Benjaminite city, where people are not loyal to David and are loyal to Shimi ben Gera, that can't be good. Velo ve'er b'chatzero v'yerdu sham. And so he had a well on his property, in his courtyard. And they jumped down and they descended into the well under cover of darkness to hopefully escape notice. And so the woman of the house took and unrolled a cover, a masach, a barrier, a curtain, over the well opening, over the well mouth. If this sounds like early Sefer Yehoshua, right, when they're hiding on the roof and she spread flax on them to hide them, trust the women. And she spread out ground wheat on the covering. Velo no da dover, and you couldn't see anything. Nothing could be detected. So Chaf, the KGB, arrives. Vayavo avdei Avshalom el ha'isha habaisa. And so the servants of Avshalom came to the woman of the house. Vayomru aye achimatz v'yehonasan. And they knew exactly who they were coming to arrest. And so they said, ver or achimatz and yehonasan, said the KGB. It's the sound of music, the Nazi troops coming running. This gives a really sobering picture of Avshalom and what the country would have been like under him. That he's got, you know, guys looking to punish people. He's got stormtroopers, not in the Nazi sense, Chas v'Shalom, but he's got troops, counter-terrorism. Batomer lohem ho'isha avru michal hamoyim. And so the woman said to them, they crossed the reservoir. I saw it. Funny you should mention two Kohen boys. I saw them running over there. They crossed over the water. Vayivakshu v'lo matzau. And so they went looking for them. They're chasing, it's a wild goose chase. They're chasing non-existent people. So they went searching, but they couldn't find them. Vayishuv Yerushalayim. And back to Jerusalem they went. So Tanakh is telling us exactly how much Hashpa'ah was being exerted here by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yonasan and Achimatz had been spotted against all odds. They should have been able to slip out easily. But instead they were spotted. And they're in Bachurim, the home of the enemy of David, Shimi ben Gera. And there was a reservoir. There was a big water body nearby that would have been impossible to cross. But they could escape anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that there was a well, and that the woman of the house would spread the wheat over the cover of the well, so nobody would think anybody was lying there. The wheat was being dried. They didn't even give it a second thought. They're like, oh, yeah, you're drying your wheat. No problem. Have you seen a couple of Kohanim?
Have you seen the Kohanim?
No. It also sounds like the servants of Avshalom were a little less than sharp or exerting themselves. Because she said they're over there by the reservoir. And if you read the pasuk carefully, Vayivakshu v'lo matzoh, and they asked after them, but they didn't find them. The implication is, says the Ma'am Loes, that they didn't even bother. They didn't want to make the effort. So they searched the house. Vayivakshu, they searched the house. Oh, he's not in the house? Across all that water? We don't want him. Then the Matsudas David gives both possibilities. Either Beveso Isha, Afru Michal Hamayim Levakshon. So maybe they did make the effort, maybe they didn't. But it sounds like they were just as fine without finding them. But what this is going to do, when you see that there are spies, and there's a KGB, and there's a secret police, and there's all this going on, so it's not going to be hard to convince David that the danger is very real. And Yehonasan and Achimatz are going to now be able to say from personal experience, which also might be part of the Ashgacha, that they should experience a little bit of danger so that that would be brought home to David, that this is not a false alarm. This is the real deal. Run for it.